A grand jury in Kentucky has declined to charge three Louisville police officers in the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor, of course, is the emergency room technician who was killed in March after plainclothes police officers burst into her apartment in the middle of the night. Two officers will face no charges at all. The third officer was charged with wanton endangerment because several bullets he fired passed through Taylor's apartment and into a neighbor's. The family of Breonna Taylor, along with many protesters and activists, had called for the officers to be charged with murder. Well, protests are underway tonight in Louisville, and I am joined from there by Christopher Tuex. He's a community organizer in the city and a friend of Breonna Taylor's family. Christopher Tuex, welcome to All Things Considered.
Mary Louise, thank you for having me.
I want to start with a meeting that I understand you helped arrange today between Kentucky's Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, and Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer. This was in order to break the news personally before this public announcement was made this afternoon?
That is correct. This was a follow-up meeting, Mary, that happened on August the 12th, when that was the first face-to-face meeting with Breonna Taylor's family, with Attorney General Cameron. And we arranged that because he and I had a private meeting on that Friday.
You've been helping 8th. The family prepare for a while for what this moment might be like.
Yes. And so bottom line is today, it was an agreement from August the 12th to let the family know first what the grand jury decision was, and that happened.
Well, may I ask how it went? How is Breonna Taylor's family reacting to this news?
Well, Mary Louise, to be quite frank with you, and I've dealt with many survivors over two decades, it was the same kind of powerful and hurtful impact when they're shooting so high for justice at the level they were, and as it relates to asking for the arrest and the charges, but to be disappointed by the grand jury decision, it was a crushing blow for her.
As I noted, a lot of people, including Breonna Taylor's family, had been calling for these officers to be charged with murder, which did not happen. I want to play a little bit of the announcement today. This is, again, the Attorney General, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. He laid out the reasoning today for the decision.
While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in their return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker.
Just to explain the names there, Mattingly and Cosgrove being the other two officers involved, Kenneth Walker, that last name we heard, being Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who fired his weapon because he says he didn't know that these plainclothes officers were police. Christopher Tuex, the question to you, you know, what we heard there, the reasoning from the Attorney General saying these charges, homicide charges, are not applicable to the facts. How do you hear that? What is your response?
Well, Mary Louise, you're going to have different disagreements on that, of course. And to be quite frank with you, I knew ahead of time when I entered that apartment, at the request of the family. They called me on March the 14th, the day after that shooting. Several days later, I went in that apartment, and it was a horrific crime scene. The bottom line is, though, the complication with this case is simple. Mm-hmm. When Kenny thought that were not police officers at that door and he fired. Officers are trained to return fire, and they keep shooting until they try to stop the threat. However, there's clear indications that there was excessive shooting in that apartment, and that's where people question should there have been other charges in this case, and way higher than what Brent Hankerson got as it relates to wanton endangerment.
What would you like to see happen now?
Well, Mary Louise, what I'm doing and what I told Tamika Palmer I wanted to do several days after they contacted me, I wanted the federal authorities to have eyes on this situation, meaning the FBI to look into and if civil rights violations were a part or could be a part of an investigation by them to see if it rises to the level of charging as it relates to the beginning of when that warrant was executed mm-hmm. until the end when she lost her life in this shooting. And that's what I'm doing now, is monitoring the civil rights investigation from the perspective of Tamika Palmer and so for her as it relates to the FBI. That's what we want to see
FBI
next.
An FBI investigation is what you're watching for. Christopher 2X, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.